time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senator John McCain will be memorialized for 5 days this week with services planned in his home state of Arizona and also in the nation's capital, where he served as a lawmaker for more than 30 years. And this just in, guys, let's show the live pictures of the White House. Guess what's just happened? The flag has now been lowered to half staff. So it had been lowered, it was raised, now it's officially lowered again. We have reached out to the White House for clarification on why it has been lowered again, presumably out of respect for the late senator. As soon as we find out, we'll let you know.
CNN's Brooke Baldwin Monday afternoon as she noticed the White House flag had been lowered again to half staff. Donald Trump caved and issued a formal statement honoring the late Senator John McCain following 2 days of intense blowback over his petty reaction to the Republican's death. Quote, "Despite our differences on policy and politics, I respect Senator John McCain's service to our country," Trump begrudgingly wrote in a statement after AmVets, one of the country's largest veterans groups, and the American Legion and others blasted his initial lackluster response. The flags will remain at half staff until after McCain's internment on Sunday. John McCain left a farewell letter, which was read publicly Monday by his longtime aide and spokesman, Rick Davis.
"We weaken our greatness when we confuse our patriotism with tribal rivalries that have sown resentment and hatred and violence in all the corners of the globe. We weaken it when we hide behind walls rather than tear them down. When we doubt the power of our ideals rather than trust them to be the great force for change they have always been. 10 years ago, I had the privilege to concede defeat in the election for president. I want to end my farewell to you with heartfelt faith in Americans that I felt so powerfully that evening. I feel it powerfully still. Do not despair of our present difficulties. We believe always in the promise and greatness of America, because nothing is inevitable here. Americans never quit. We never surrender. We never hide from history. We make history. Farewell, fellow Americans. God bless you, and God bless America."
As the Senate convened for the first time since John McCain's Saturday death, his former Senate colleagues took to the floor Monday to remember him. Here's Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson with a not-so-veiled comment aimed at the president.
"I don't know what's going to be said in the next few days about John McCain, by whomever it's going to be said. I don't know what's going to be done. But anybody who, in any way, tarnishes the reputation of John McCain deserves a whipping. Because most of the ones who would do the wrong thing about John McCain didn't have the guts to do the right thing when it was their turn. We need to remember that. So I would say to the president or anybody in the world, it's time to pause and say, this was a great man. He gave everything for us. We owe him nothing less than the respect that he earned."
Paul Manafort's defense team held talks with prosecutors about a possible plea deal ahead of their client's second trial next month.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was reportedly seeking a deal in his upcoming trial. The Wall Street Journal reporting that while jurors in Virginia were deliberating tax and bank fraud charges, Manafort's defense team was trying to work out an agreement with prosecutors in his second trial that is slated to begin here in Washington, D.C. next month. Journal reports the talks stalled after the special counsel Robert Mueller raised issues with a potential deal.
A federal court in North Carolina ruled for the second time this year that the state's congressional map was drawn to so severely benefit Republicans that it violates the Constitution. The court notably left open the possibility of implementing a new congressional map in time for this year's midterm elections. In an awkward photo op with the president of Mexico on speakerphone, Trump on Monday announced a new U.S.-Mexico trade deal following months of negotiations to recast the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, which also encompasses Canada.
"I like to call this deal the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. I think it's an elegant name. I think NAFTA has a lot of bad connotations for the United States because it was a ripoff. It was a deal that was a horrible deal for our country. And I think it's got a lot of bad connotations to a lot of people. And so we will you and I will agree to the name. We will see whether or not we decide to put up Canada, or just do a separate deal with Canada if they want to make the deal. The simplest deal is more or less already made.
MSNBC's Ali Velshi tries to explain what happened there.
We had simultaneous translation from the Spanish to English for the Mexican president. Unfortunately, we didn't have simultaneous translation for the English to English because the president made not a whole lot of sense there. I got Ron Insana to help me out with this. That was a little hard to interpret.
It was. It's a point of understanding is the way President Nieto described it. And so that sounds like a framework agreement that's where details still have to be filled in.
It's not a replacement for NAFTA.
It is not. Congress would have to approve that. Also, Canada would have to join in that process as well and be signatory to it. NAFTA remains in effect. Now, the president can repeal and replace, but it would take congressional approval and all three countries to agree to a framework like that.
Tuesday is primary day in Florida and Arizona. Get out and vote. I got bugged. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.